Good morning, dear Aurelians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listening to us from near and far. Today is Monday, 23rd of November, and here in Auroville is drizzling on 24 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today says cloudy, a couple of morning showers followed by a shower or thunderstorms in spot this afternoon, and cloudy with a couple of showers and thunderstorm, mainly early over the night, with temperatures ranging from low 23 to high 29, with heat index on 34 degrees Celsius. Winds from northeast at 13 km per hour, with occasional gusts on 20 km per hour. Chance on precipitation is 65%. While the threat for flooding will persist across southern India this week, rain will spread northward up the west coast to end the nearly month-long dry spell in Mumbai. An heated stretch of dry weather will not come to flood very southern India and Sri Lanka this week. Instead, moisture from another pair of tropical lows will lead to additional showers and thunderstorms. The first low will continue the threat for localized flooding through Tuesday. Although much of Andhra Pradesh, Tamil Nadu, Kerala and Karnataka, as well as Sri Lanka, will receive less than 50 mm of rain through Tuesday. Localized amounts up to 100 mm are possible, which could cause flash flooding. Yet another tropical low will move westward across the Bay of Bengal this week, continuing the stretch of unsettled weather for southern India. Moisture from this low will reach Sri Lanka and southern India as early as Friday, with more widespread downpours expected from Nellore southward along the India coastline over the weekend. And here's the note from disaster team. Schools and colleges in the district of Cuddalore, Pondi State, Viluppuram, Thiruvanam, Napatin, Thiruvanmalai and Vellore will not function today due to the heavy rain. District Collector Mr. Suresh Kumar asked the people to be safe and avoid two-wheeler riding. Gamukki Dam has released water and it will join the Manimuttaru. So people are joining the Manimuttaru are requested to move to safer place. And there is another emergency call to Cuddalore and Chidambaram Road totally comes to halt due to the heavy water in the road. Vedur Dam in Viluppuram district is nearing its full capacity and at any time dam might be opened. So people adjoining the area are requested to be safe. And the death toll in flooding and other related incidents climbed to 87 on past Wednesday. Morning's vaccine gibbous illuminated to 92% and it will be full on Wednesday in Gemini, as the exactly opposes the Sagittarius Sun. The Gemini-Sagittarius polarity is a mental axis where Gemini represents the lower mind and Sagittarius represents the higher mind. A Gemini moon encourages us to think logically, while Sagittarius persuades us to think in a far broader manner. Otherwise, the mimi for the master, at least that the starting point in Auroville is about to end tomorrow, 24th of November. And we called Rupa this morning where he's announcing today's gala mime show, which is titled Miming from Godot.
Hello.
Hi, good morning, Rupa. Can you hear me?
Yes.
The Mime Festival is about to end tomorrow, right?
Yes, that is right.
So, but today is a gala mime show, correct?
Yes, it's we have a show today.
Yeah?
In the evening at about 7:30. But tomorrow is kind of the last day.
Mm-hmm.
And we chose tomorrow as the last day. There's no sort of an activity tomorrow. But it being a Siddhi day, as one of Sri Aurobindo, when he brought down the Krishna consciousness, as we say, mm-hmm. he brought that day. So we decided to end the event in silence. So that is why we chose 24th November as the last day. So it is not a day of activity, but a day of contemplation of what happened during the whole event.
So if you look back, how do you feel about it? Was it successful? Did the message gone through to our villains or guests?
I didn't follow. Can you come again?
No, because you were opening something, which is miming, and you were miming for masters. And there was a certain message within the whole festival of practically 12, 13 days, right?
Yes, yes. No, the thing is actually why we chose 12 days is because this is actually a start of a project, mm-hmm. and not the end. And there were many people who wanted to come. So we kept it open so that they can, some people can come in the beginning. So there were lots of people coming from Chennai, from Assam, who came, who left. So we had kept it. That's why we kept such a long period. Mm-hmm. And in fact, this is the first time the Indian Mime Federation is organizing this. So the entire nation is together in this. Which is why we kept a long period of time, so that everybody gets to participate. And if somebody is there who doesn't know about it, we can inform them ki this is happening right now, and you can be part of it even in your state. So that is why this day. And this is not the end. This is actually a beginning.
Because
as I mentioned, you know, in the previous interviews, that we didn't want an event that we are organizing for 2 years and it stops with a show. Mm-hmm. So this is actually a start of a project. We are starting, many projects have started because of this. And so I think the fruit of it will come in 4 years. So we have given ourselves 4 years to complete the fruit of this 12 days.
Beginning,
In fact, going to the masters now is another process that we will have to do in the next 5 months. And then, you know, so on and so forth.
That sounds really nice and exciting still. So it's an ongoing process. But for our listeners and the audience in Oroville and the nearby villages, what we're going to see today at 7:30 in Sri Aurobindo Auditorium in Bharat Niwas?
I got the second part, but I didn't get the second.
I'm asking what we will see. You said the last time you said it's going to be Gala Mime Show, yeah?
Yeah. So there are about 5 mimes right now here, right, who are there, the main core organizing team. Mm-hmm. So each one will do a small, our own style, what we do by ourselves. Mm-hmm. And then we are doing a combined mime that we have chosen. It's called Mimes Wait for Godot. It's based on Samuel Beckett's Waiting for Godot.
Cool.
So it's an interesting thing for people to watch. So mm-hmm. So we'll have a bit of things for everyone, for people who are used to, you know, this commercial things. We have a bit for them. We have a little bit of serious stuff as well. So it's going to be interesting.
Cool. So Drupad, cool. See you tonight.
Yes. See you tonight.
I'll talk to you later. Yeah? Thank you.
Wonderful.
Bye.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. Bye.
On Wednesday 25th at 6 p.m., we are invited to Deepam Celebration More Light. And they are saying that on the full moon they will light more than 1,000 oil lamps, so to create an ethereal atmosphere. At Deepam, they work with children and youth with special needs from the surrounding villages. Deepam means light, so they chose this name for their project because they want to bring light into the lives of children who are disadvantaged. They're asking us to bring them to use the road from Kulaplam down to the beach from former last school gate, and we should just follow the lights to reach Deepam. They're also requesting from us to be on time because there will be a small program with their children. Tomorrow 10:45 a.m. we are warmly invited to join the first brick ceremony for Asangam Hall to start construction of this new element of the Savitri Bhavan campus in International Zone. Also tomorrow, but between 4 to 6 p.m., we are welcome to opening ceremony of Oroville Design Service, F Design's new wing at Mangalam campus, which is between Wallpaper and Bamboo Center in the Industrial Zone. And it's another invitation or opening. It seems to me that it's really auspicious day for many of people around. So tomorrow between 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., the Accur team welcomes all town hall users to enjoy a drink and snack on the occasions of the opening of the renovated Accur canteen in its new location. They are also planning to hold all users meeting soon, if there's enough interest. So we have might notice the ongoing work in and around the room adjacent to blue light and vehicle service, and this room has been the town hall's storeroom for many years and now is going to be used to relocate Accur City Center Cafe, presently below Le Morgan. Once the cafe has been relocated, the space below Le Morgan will be used as a storage space. The cafe in its new location will offer better cover against heat and rain and more seating space. And to correct the impression some may have, this is not a new business venture. As before, they will provide refreshment to around 120 people in their offices mid-morning and afternoon and offer healthy and local snacks against cost price as a service to people working in Town Hall complex. On Wednesday 25th from 6 p.m. we can listen to musical meditation for the full moon rise with sacred mantras of India, recorded music at Matri Mandir Amphitheater, access only from office gate. On the 19th of December, the Youth Center shall host its annual Christmas fair. The Christmas fair is a popular oral tradition which is always well attended by all age groups. On this day, the entire Orwell community is invited to participate in various activities such as live music, stage performance, thrilling games for children, rides, stalls, food and much more. This is a day of celebration and fun which is organized for the community by the Orwell Youth. Their theme this year is What to Wear Fair, and encouraging people to express themselves creatively and reflect on our development as a community. To make this year fair and as fantastic as possible, they need some help, either in kind or in cash. They will sell donated products at the fair or offer them as a game prizes. Donations can be put on the Youth Kent Center's Christmas Fair account number 099. And for in-kind donations, please call Babu on 809-873-64895 or Manolo on 9488-483316. Or Youth Center on 262-2857. At Savitri Bhavan, today at 6:30 p.m. they will screen Meditation on Savitri, Book 4, The Book of Birth and Quest, Canto 1-4, The Birth of and Childhood of the Flame, The Growth and the Flame, The Call to the Quest and the Quest. The film is done by Manohar of Huta's painting, illustrating passages from Savitri read by the mother and accompanied on her own organ music. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. there was screen Indian Action History The Beginning, which was made in 2015 by director S.S. Rajamouli. Tomorrow we can see West Asian drama The Circle, made in Iran, Italy and Switzerland in 2000 by writer and director Jafar Panahi. And on Wednesday there was screen interesting documentary Seeds of Permaculture, Tropical Permaculture, made in Nederland in 2014 by director Gretchen Mulder. The mother wrote, "The true aim of the life is to find the divine's presence deep inside oneself and to surrender to it so that it takes the lead of the life, all the feelings and all the actions of the body. This gives a true and luminous aim to existence." Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on Orville Radio.org.